Hey, thanks for having us.
Now, Mudlark Theatre presents Caravan Boat Treehouse. Now, this show was all set to go 12 months ago and appear at the Earl Arts Theatre, but unfortunately a thing called COVID meant that it was prevented from achieving that aim.
Yeah, well, 12 months ago we bumped the show into the theatre. It was all rehearsed, sets built, and costumes sewn, and then the Prime Minister came on the TV and announced this new thing called social distancing and gathering restrictions. So we had to pack down our show before an audience had ever had a chance to see it.
It was a blow to everything, wasn't it?
It sure was.
Shane, tell us a little bit about yourself as a director.
Yeah, so I'm the artistic director of the Mudlark Theatre Company, and I'm directing this one, which is a real privilege because this was the first show that I actually commissioned when I got the role. Stephanie Bryer was an incredible writer, and I saw her debut kind of production with Mudlark Theatre Company some years ago. It was a beautiful show called Cross, and as soon as I got the gig, she was the first person I called saying I want her plays back on the stage. Really special to be back directing this kind of incredible piece of new Tasmanian writing.
Yeah, it makes a difference if you've got a good cast, and you have got one, haven't you? Centres on the lives of Jack, Mac and Sylvie.
Yeah, so Jack, Mac and Sylvie are three characters that have all experienced some kind of grief or loss or just kind of traumatic events in their life, and they've decided to take a bit of a time out. So Jack finds himself at sea on a boat. Sylvie's done a house swap and ended up in a tree house and
right.
Living in a caravan at the bottom of Grandma's garden. And while they're out there, they spend time and find themselves tuning into this mysterious YouTube channel, which is actually run by Jack, where he's kind of developed this movement kind of vocabulary, this kind of self-help videos online. As they kind of tune in and the story develops, they invite people into their lives, and it's really kind of interesting to see what happens when we let people back in, just how much we get out of that, which is incredibly topical. Things now we're at the point where we're starting to let other people back in, and we're heading back to the theatre, and we are inviting audiences back, and it's all a little bit kind of serendipitous.
We have had that isolation issue, and we've still got the social distancing, and I'm sure it does strike a chord with a few of the people listening this morning.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we are at the point where we're fantastically over 300 days now without community transmission in Tasmania, and I think we're ready to start to get back together and get back to our beautiful way of life that we enjoyed here. So coming back to the theatre or going back to the football and all of those things, it's really exciting and it's really necessary.
Two shows coming up on Friday morning and Friday night. I'm sure you're looking forward to it all.
Yeah, we sure are. We've got fantastic actors here. We've got some of the best designers in the state on the show. Beautiful score that's been composed by Chris Jackson and another brilliant artist. So, you know, there's plenty in here. There's plenty of action. There's plenty of drama and just a whole bunch of heart that, you know, leaves audiences in the end with hope, you know, hope that things are going to get better.
Who plays Jack, who plays Sylvie and who plays Mac?
So Travis Hennessy, fantastic Tasmanian actor, plays Jack. Tia Landeg is playing Sylvie. And rising star Fintan Cassidy is playing Mac. So they're all Northern Tas young actors. They're all trained here and just, yeah, really, really fantastic cast that we've managed to assemble. We've been operating for 17 years now out of the north of the state, and we pride ourselves on employing Tasmanians and creating Tasmanian stories for Tasmanians. And we're really looking at pushing down to the northwest coast. We're super excited about it, and we're really excited to get, we've got a huge school show coming in on Friday, and to get young people seeing the show is going to be really special.
Make sure you grab your tickets. Mudlark Theatre presenting Caravan Boat Treehouse by Stephanie Brearwoods, and it's on at the Burnie Arts and Function Centre Friday night. Show starts at 7:30, and you've also got a chance to pop in at 11 o'clock on Friday morning as well. And you can go to the box office for all the details there.
Thanks for the chat.